Hey again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. Mid-January, it's been a while since I've really done one of these. It's been really busy, you know, the holidays. Usually when the holidays come along, a freelance guy like me sort of kicks back and takes a little easy, but this year everybody just kept right on working, and so I've been just really busy. Plus, I've got a few projects of my own going on. I'm working on a project to get the corp.com domain registry out there. It may actually happen this time. So if you missed your name in the .com space, you might think about your name, acme.corp.com. It's coming up in a few months. So anyway, with all that and information security projects at Minsky and new toys, I got all kinds of cool new toys for Christmas. We got a GPS, finally joined the GPS generation. You, my unborn grandchildren, this will all be built into everything, I'm sure, but for me, you know, GPS is one of those cool new things that I didn't really have a good reason to get until we had the farm, and now we use it, I think we're going to use it a lot to sort of mark things and figure out the area of things and mark other places, and I love it in the car. I think it's a great gizmo in the car. Got me a new cell phone. Got me a horizontal router table for the shop. So it's just been busy sort of digesting all this stuff. But I thought it was about time for one of those, gee, I guess the polls put me in the mainstream after all shows. It's been a pretty interesting few months on the political front, and I was out at pollingreport.com just now and thought I'd just sort of spin through a few of the big polls. The one that's on the front page is pretty amazing. The Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll asked the question, in general, do you think most elected officials in Washington make policy decisions or take actions as a direct result of money they receive from major campaign contributors? Of course, I've been ranting about the best darn government that money can buy for a long time, but I'm now solidly in the mainstream. 65% of Americans agree with that statement, which is pretty amazing. But, you know, that we had a little scandal break, and I'm sure that you, my grandchildren, will see scandals like these too, but this is a particularly bad one, and it looks like it's going to splash a lot of people, especially in Congress, especially on the House side. And so a lot of people agree with me on the best darn government money can buy thing. It'd be interesting to see what comes of all that. People are pretty excited right now. I don't know. The only thing I really care about is regime change. I want regime change. I want it, you know, something new besides these horrible Republican neocons that we've had for a while. And I'm sad about the Supreme Court. It looks like the Supreme Court's going to get a lot more conservative. I hope that it's not an unstoppable thing, because I think if the trend keeps going, you, my unborn grandchildren, are going to live in a very different country than the one I live in now, and I don't think it'll be the better for it. Let's see, what else is on their site? Well, there's one about this guy, Alito, who's a pretty solid conservative. And interestingly enough, I'm in the majority opinion here, too. CNN asked, suppose after his confirmation hearings, you were convinced that Samuel Alito would overturn the Roe v. Wade decision on abortion. If that were the case, would you like to see the Senate vote in favor or not? And I'm solidly in the 56% majority in saying, no, not a good plan. Unfortunately, I think Alito is well-coached and nicely slippery, and I think the Democrats are still disappointing me a bit. They're just not getting their act together to oppose all this stuff and get this majority opinion that I hold advanced, but I don't think they're going to block his appointment to the court. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, we've got a wiretapping scandal going on. And it's amazing to me, actually. I'm not in the, well, I'm in the majority, but I'm only barely in the majority, and this one surprises me for being so narrowly defined. CBS has a poll that says, after 9/11, President Bush authorized government wiretaps on some phone calls in the U.S. without getting court warrants, saying this was necessary in order to reduce the threat of terrorism. Do you approve or disapprove? And I'm in the majority. Oh, no, I'm not. Actually, oh, my God. The majority, 49%, approve of the president wiretapping people without court orders. And, of course, Republicans are just totally over the top. They just think it's a darn fine idea. But, you know, it's quite surprising to me that people are so relaxed about this invasion of privacy. It seems to me that this is one of the foundations on which this country is built. And to find this so narrowly divided is quite surprising to me. I don't know where my sort of individualistic Republican friends have gotten, but, you know, it used to be that everybody went crazy about the idea of wiretapping in general, and especially wiretapping without a warrant. That seems to be, you know, we seem to be quite relaxed about that now, which, again, to you, my grandchildren, I apologize, because this is, to me, the beginning of a long series of not too, well, a long series of steps towards essentially a totalitarian state. So it makes me crazy, but there you go. I guess I'm not in the majority on that one. Oh, here's one that's not bad. I'd like to ask you about most members of Congress. This is a CNN poll. Would you say that most members of Congress are corrupt or not corrupt? And 49%, the majority, say, yep, they're corrupt, which again is, you know, I'm not sure that I would go so far as to say they are corrupt. Best darn government money can buy, yeah, but apparently it's worse than I thought. And so, you know, we've got some room for improvement there, Congress. Actually, Congress, let me scroll down here a minute. Yeah, here's the Congress job rating polls, and they have a whole bunch of them, ABC, Fox, NBC. And interestingly enough, if you sort of run your eye down this list, on average about 25 to 30% of the people, depending on which poll you look at, approve of how Congress is doing its job. And sort of 55 to 65% of the folks, including me, think they're doing a pretty crummy job. And I think that bodes something for the next election, but I'm not sure what. You know, we've read a lot about people swinging away from sort of the Republican majority in Congress, but unfortunately I'm not sure that the Democrats can really put candidates in the field to boot them out of office. So we'll see on that one. As you can tell, I'm pretty cranky about the Democrats. I had a funny email exchange with a leading Democrat in the state, oh, I guess about a month ago, in which I was sort of ranting about what a terrible job I thought the Democrats were doing, and he wrote me and said, well, you know, you should tell them. And I said, no, I don't tell GM that they're doing a crummy job with their cars. I just buy different cars, and that's sort of the way I feel about the Democrats. I don't feel like it's my job to reform the Democratic Party. I just am very unhappy with their product offering. So get a better product offering, you Democrats, because the one you got now sucks. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, here's a good one. Another one I'm solidly in the majority on. Do you think George Bush has a clear plan for victory in Iraq? And overall, 70% of us think he has no clue, and 25% think he's got a great plan. You know, this war that we've gotten into is about the dumbest thing. Even Walter Cronkite came out this week and said that he felt like we ought to get out right now. And one of the interesting things about that is that for my unborn grandchildren, Walter Cronkite was like the news anchor back in the 60s and 70s, and definitely when the Vietnam War was going on. And it's pretty arguable that he had a pretty major impact on public opinion about the war when he came out saying that this was a war, the Vietnam War was an unwinnable war and that we ought to leave. That really swung public opinion. And it's kind of symbolic, but in a way not, to have him say the same thing about the Iraq War now. This is another incredibly stupid war that we've gotten ourselves into. And all of this chatter about staying to honor this, that, or the other, I think is complete baloney. That's one of the reasons I'm pretty disappointed in the Democrats. They don't seem to be able to just stand up and say what's right, which is, this is a dumb war, we're squandering money on it, it's not doing any good, it's arguably hurting the country, and we ought to get the hell out of there. But no, we're going to have Democrats proving that they're more of a man than Republicans, and they have more of a plan and all this baloney. It's just dumb. Oh, and here's another one that I'm in the majority on. Harris had a poll that said, do you think the Bush administration generally provides accurate information regarding current issues, or do you think they generally mislead the public on current issues to achieve their own end? And again, I'm solidly in the majority here. 64% of us think he's misleading people most of the time. 32% think he's accurate. That's not good, man. If you're the president, you know, if trust is any important to you, that's not a good statistic. Well, anyway, that's just a summary of the polls. I'll do this every once in a while for you unborn grandchildren out there. It's funny how the news media today sort of bathes us in this sort of soup of warmed over, not so good reporting. And it's always good to remember when I'm in the majority, even though you wouldn't ever know it from looking at the media. So anyway, that's news from Western Wisconsin this week. Got plenty to do yet today, so I'm going to scoot along here. But I'll see you the next time.